This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, December 20th. Well, the stock market's going to try to retest its December 3rd lows again today, even though it tried to do that last week. And I'm mostly looking at NASDAQ. And NASDAQ is becoming a bit more volatile, not so much the NASDAQ composite, but the NASDAQ 100. Lucid was recently added to the NASDAQ 100. Obviously, it's a huge weight, a huge capitalization. And I was a little surprised that Lucid was added when the SEC was investigating the company on the details of its SPAC, its special purpose acquisition company that it used before it went public. But the reason that's interesting is Lucid's going to be a volatile stock, even though they make a very popular EV that's getting rave reviews. The company's not going to be making money for some time. So I was a little surprised that NASDAQ added that volatile component. So expect some volatility out of NASDAQ. Expect the NASDAQ composite to retest the December 3rd lows, even though it kind of did that last week. And you can retest lows multiple times and bounce along the bottom multiple times. The key is trading volume. We want to make sure trading volume is light, okay? Obviously, this is happening because the Omicron variant is starting to impact commerce, okay? And Europe's already shutting down, and you know the concerts and gatherings and Broadway events and things like that are all winding down. Saturday Night Live apparently didn't have an audience, and most of the staff tested positive, so that was interesting. But the good news is that the Omicron variant was the big fear in Thanksgiving, and it was in South Africa, but now the cases in South Africa have collapsed. So it looks like this will spike, and then it will fizzle, and then in January we'll wonder what the fuss was about. So let's hope that's the case. There's been no reported deaths of the Omicron variant. Obviously, people do get sick, and obviously the vaccines are helping us. Now, speaking of that, Joe Biden will probably address this on Tuesday when he addresses the nation. I'm sure he'll wish us happy holidays and tell us to stay safe. It will also be interesting to see if he addresses the failure of a big Build Back Better bill, which died on the weekend when Senator Joe Manchin said he can't support it. There's an editorial in the Wall Street Journal today talking about how that might have really helped the Biden administration, allow them to regroup, tack back to the center, try to become a little bit more popular heading into the midterm elections. So it'll be interesting to see if a new infrastructure bill gets proposed. The criticism of Build Back Better, of course, is it had very little infrastructure. Only about 9% of the bill was infrastructure. The other thing that's going on is crude oil prices are ebbing because world commerce has slowed down. The 10-year Treasury yield is very, very soft right now, well under 1.4%. So whatever fears the market has had, inflation or the Fed, they're all diminishing, okay? So I think we can we should celebrate that. And I do know that the economy is going to be fine. The Atlanta Fed is currently estimating 7.2% GDP growth for this quarter. That could be revised lower, but it's still going to be a significant quarter. And we're going to have very good earnings announced in January. Now, the only thing that's going on is the analyst community is very cautious this time of year, mainly because they're all traveling. They're all dealing with, you know, holiday things. But come January, they'll start to revise their estimates higher, and that should help a lot of our stocks. I was also very encouraged on Friday, which was option expiration day, how well the Russell 2000 stocks are doing. They will be getting hit this morning, but by and large, they were exhibiting some relative strength. So that's important because money isn't leaving the market. It's just moving around, okay? So if one sector gets hit, it sloshes over to another sector. So I expect a retest today. I expect a bounce. We want to make sure all this happens on light volume. Markets can retest the lows multiple times. The more retests you have, usually the better the bottom. I still stand by my earlier statement that the best time to add money to the market is the last week of the month, right between Christmas and New Year's. That will be a quiet time, and then we should surge in January when everybody funds their pensions and volume picks up. And again, we have robust economic growth. We still have Goldilocks, low rates, strong economic growth. The U.S. remains an oasis around the world. We have a very strong dollar. It's causing a lot of foreign capital to pour in, shove our treasury yields lower. So as far as I'm concerned, things are okay, okay? So I apologize that the market has to retest its lows more than once. And but as long as volume remains light, we're going to be okay. And volume should be light because guess what? We're in the holidays. So, folks, I want everybody to enjoy the holidays. Stay safe out there. And I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navelier.